All right, welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, episode 21. And today after work, I stopped at a grocery store that has, you know, a lot of stuff that's not American made or whatever. And so I got some cool stuff here. I got Lay's from China. They're numb and spicy hot pot flavor. I got rich cut hot chili potato chips something. These are a product of Japan. Oh, and strawberries here to try all the snacks out. I was going to get to that part. Anyway, these are a product of Japan. Hot chili. These are the ones that are from Japan. Okay, then we got onion ring flavored rings. Onion flavored rings. These are made by Nong Shim, which a lot of my American listeners are familiar with because that is one of the ramen cup brands that's imported here that you can get in most grocery stores. So they, onion flavored rings, obviously a product of Korea, just like Nong Shim.
I also wanted to talk about the blue heat Takis, even though people's already tried them.
So Strawberry wants to talk about the blue heat Takis, and these are imported from Coppell, Texas. So, not quite as far across the world as the rest of these snacks, but we'll go with it.
It's just cool because they're literally blue.
Okay, so we got the representing here, the country of Korea, the country of Japan, the country of China, and the country of Texas. I've already tried those on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all those countries.
Did you say the country of Texas?
Yeah. all those countries are represented.
Okay, ready?
That's like a joke you can make about Texas that doesn't offend Texans.
This is a really good taco.
Okay, I'm trying the onion ring flavor first.
They're like...
Okay, so how... Do you know Funyuns, the chips? Have you had Funyuns?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
How would you compare these to those?
Funyuns are more bumpy on the outside, and they're more crunchy, and have more seasoning on them. These are just more plain.
So you like the Funyuns better or these?
But I like these.
You like the texture of these better?
I like them both.
You like? I think I like the flavor of Funyuns better, but I really like the texture of these and the crunch.
I really do like the texture and crunch.
Okay. So I'm going to give these, which are onion flavored rings by Nong Shim, product of Korea. I'm going to give these out of 10, about an 8.8. What do you
think? I'm going to give an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Or a 9.
Okay, next we got, can you open these? These are the hot chili brand chips by Karamuchu, a product of Japan.
I hope I don't explode this.
Yeah, maybe we can cut them open. Here. Just cut a straight line across the top.
Okay.
There you go. Higher up. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we're opening the bag, which I probably should have done before we started taping, but hey. There we go. Yeah, you can rip it from there. Okay.
Whoops.
All right, let's try them out.
I honestly don't think I need to do the talkies.
And these are...
Talkies on the show.
Just hot chili flavor. That's the flavor.
Super, super good looking.
So for people who have not seen what these look like, they look like a ruffle. Ooh. Wow, the aftertaste really is something.
It's like...
It starts out really good, and then the aftertaste is a little fishy, literally.
The aftertaste tastes like fish mixed with barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are like spicy barbecue fish.
They're weird, but kind of good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the shrimp crackers that I gave you, better or worse than these?
Oh, way worse.
Okay.
These are so good.
Okay, open up the Lay's. These are Lay's brand, but from China.
I would give those a 6 out of 10.
Okay. I'd say about a... I'll go 6 also. That's a fair rating. Okay. All right, these are the hot...
Oh,
these are the numb and spicy hot pot flavor. And these are Lay's. So they're... Oh, my God. They smell like feet. Oh my, they smell like a plant that you shouldn't touch because it's poison. My God.
Hey.
These are awful. No, they're made by Lay's. I'm not offending anyone. Oh my god, that smell is terrible.
Lays. Why?
The taste isn't bad, but why is the smell so bad? I actually like these more than those taste-wise, but smell-wise, these are awful. That's the worst smelling chip I've ever smelled in my life. It's not even close.
They're okay.
You don't think that smell is awful?
I need a chocolate.
Smell it. That's an awful smell.
Ooh.
It smells like feet.
How do you know what feet smell like?
It smells like someone spilled pepper on the floor and then stepped in it with their dirty feet.
How do you know what spilled pepper on the floor stepped in it with dirty feet smells like?
It smells like spoiled diapers.
How do you know what spoiled diapers smell like?
Oh, because I've had some kids. What do you think about the smell? What would you rate the smell on a scale of 1 to 10?
0 to 10. It's disgusting.
Well, I needed some lemonade after. Oh, man, that smell is terrible.
I just want to say.
We got to let your mom smell this.
I just want to say the Blue Heat Talkies, because I talked about them at the beginning. They are actually blue and they're really good.
Okay, let's talk about these talkies from the country of Texas.
I recommend them.
Are they the same flavor as the typical red Talkies that you get?
They're very similar, but they're a little, like, less spicy, but also really good and blue.
Okay, really good and blue. And so I've had them.
I recommend them.
Hot chili pepper tortilla.
If you like spicy, go get these right now.
What do you rate these blue Talkies on a scale of 1 to 10?
10, 100.
Oh, come on. You're being real? These are a 10 to you?
These are good.
I give them about a 9.3.
The normal Talkies would probably be about a 10-100.
So normal red Talkies better than these?
Red Talkies are a little bit better. I just like how they're really blue, too. They're really cool.
I like those little tiny ones.
Oh, yeah. I've never had those, the really tiny ones.
Yeah, you have.
I have?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're made by Talkie, but they're called something else. And they're like little sticks. They aren't quite as crunchy.
Sticks. They're called sticks.
No, that's the Doritos version of them. But the brand that makes Talkies, this brand, they have a different name. It's like a longer name.
These are
name.
So good.
No, the smell is awful.
It smells kind of like, the Blue Heat Talkies smell kind of sweet.
Anyway, man, I don't. I gotta recover from this smell.
Oh.
I'm gonna bring more snack reviews to you in the future, but right now I'm gonna guzzle. I'm gonna guzzle a ton of lemonade. Try to get this flavor out of my mouth. Be back after this. Danny Ocean's Random. Oh yeah, Strawberry. Thank you for coming on and reviewing the snacks with me. I hope you come on next time I review snacks.
I will come on next time and review snacks. I want to keep doing this.
All right. It's Danny Oceans. Good. You heard that? Danny Oceans Random Podcast. I'll be back. I got to get the feet smell out of my mouth. All right. And I'm back. And I can't overstate. I don't know if it's overstate or understate. I can't state anyway. How badly those chips smell.
Strawberries here.
That we just reviewed. I mean, it's like a dirty foot stepped in cat pee. And then that's how the dirty foot smelled after it stepped in cat pee. But they surprisingly taste good, though. But I have to, just so that, this is with me having a couple days since we taped that segment to reflect. No, this, and I went back and smelled them again, and they are atrocious.
Don't smell ever again. I'm never going to smell those things again.
Yeah, they're atrocious.
Strawberry's here.
So Strawberry's here, and she agrees. But a great taste. These guys do something about the smell.
And today we're going to talk about Christmas decorating and Christmas stuff, I think.
Okay, so we did some holiday Christmas decorating.
We put a wreath
up. And so we're going to talk about that. So I guess we didn't do the whole everything. Like, we didn't do the tree. I guess we got to put some more stockings up.
We didn't
put our stockings up. But it's only November, so you can't do too much We're pacing it good. We're gonna put some lights on the outside of the house, and we got a blow up Santa to put up whenever it like chills with the rain here in a couple
days.
Yeah,
we're gonna blow up Santa, and then our big tree in our front yard. We have a big tree, and then we're gonna put giant lights and giant ornaments on it.
Yeah, all this is new to me. As people know, I have not been a homeowner up until the last couple years of my life. So, putting our own Christmas yard decorations, that's all new. I mean, we did a little last year.
We did a little bit. We decorated the tree with some small lights, and it still has,
there's a light thing that reflects onto the house. We have one of those things. So, and she just ran off right in the moment. We take him in a second, but it's cool. You know what I mean? And so the dog's here. You got anything you want to say about the decorating that we did?
I'm back. Yeah. She's snowing.
Nothing at all? Nothing? You're no opinion?
I'm back.
She doesn't seem to have an opinion on the decorations.
I did put the pet stockings up when we decorated.
Okay. And the pets, do you think the pets are going to get anything this year in their stockings?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want them to.
Some flea dip?
Hey. I think they're probably getting a bunch of stuff, though.
You need to chill.
Athena, are you going to get stuff in your stocking?
Anyway, don't talk to her. She wouldn't even answer my questions about the decorations. So, what did we explain to everyone, since you wanted to be on a guest on the podcast, and your job on this episode is going to be explain the decorations. So, we're going to get up. We're going to take a walking tour. Grab your eggnog. We're drinking eggnog this episode. And I always like to cut my eggnog with a little milk just to kind of mellow out the eggnog flavor and give it a little more like smoothiness or whatever. So
I like putting whipped cream on my
eggnog. My eggnog will be about 20% milk, 10 to 20% milk.
Yeah.
Most times I drink eggnog. So that's what I'm rolling with. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get up. We're going to walk around the house. Strawberry's going to talk about the small amount of decorations that we did do so far. So we're going to start right over here.
Okay, so on our front door, we have like this.
On the inside, clarify.
On the inside on our front door, we have like this like ornament, but it's made out of those, like, you know this... I don't know, like those sparkly confetti kind of things, but they're like...
It's like tinsel. It's like little pieces of tinsel are all glued onto it or stapled onto it.
And there's red, green in the middle.
So it's mainly red and green, you'd say, right? Yeah.
And then there's some...
and silver snowflakes.
Green bow on the top of it, and then some red jewels on the green part. And then some silver snowflakes.
So it's supposed to look like maybe like a giant Christmas ornament that would hang on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably as big around as a small Frisbee. Does that look right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
Small Frisbee. So this is hanging from like a coat hook on the inside of our front door.
On our front door, we have a wreath.
This is the outside of the front door.
Yeah. Outside.
And this is a very traditional grandma looking front aisle at Winco's Reef. So, just so you get a picture of what it is.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Closer to
it. Yeah, it is rude.
What do you mean? They have some very nice wreaths at Winco.
I did not get it at Winco. I got it at Big Lots.
We also have this nice...
Yeah, that is disrespectful to Winco.
We also have this nice little frame.
Okay.
That it says some, like a quote on it, and then I put just some tinsel on it.
Okay, so she
blue
put
tinsel
over our, out. You know, it's your average faux wood looking cursive quote
and
picture.
It, yeah.
Quote. Inspirational quote, which we're not going to read because it's not themed to the episode, but it's, you've seen it before
no
in
bad
the
words.
Average Kohl's.
No bad words.
Yeah,
bad
you've
words.
Seen it if you've been to the home section at Kohl's or, yeah, anyway.
No bad words, by the way.
Yep, we'll come over here. And over here we've got...
A little Christmas area.
So this shelf, my wife uses to put a lot of plants and such. And right now they've got some Christmas lights going up one side, the top shelf, and down the other.
We've also got a little snowman jar kind of thing that you could put like a plant in. There's some pennies in here apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a glittery red fa, and it says fa. And then we've got a glittery light green one that says la. And then a glittery dark green one that says la.
So fa la la. And then there's the little mice.
There's little mice that are doing Santa hats and coats.
Yeah.
And then a Santa jar. It's
Santa jar.
Santa decorated.
It's very fancy. And then, did you talk about the snowman?
Yes, I did.
We got a bodiless snowman, not a headless snowman. you skipped one.
Oh, over here.
It's like a sled hanging on the wall.
It's by our
picture.
Closet door by the shelf. We have a Merry Christmas sign with Santa and a reindeer.
Okay, so we're going in order and ending back at the couch, so we're not going there yet.
And then,
go in here. No, skip. Go in here, because we're going to end back in a circle.
Oh, okay. Then in here, in the kitchen, we have a little, I put Frosty in there. In the kitchen, we have a little tree, and it has ornaments on it, little gold ornaments, and okay. A tiny little star, and it's so cute!
Mm-hmm.
And then a little tree skirt.
All right, and so... we'll talk about what your favorites are after we're done. So we're coming back into the living room where the main part of the decorating has been done so far. And what do we got?
Right here. By our TV stand.
Your favorite? This is? We got this year, right?
Next year.
I got it at the end of last year.
Sorry.
Some reason, I thought it was going in the yard.
I said next year.
I pictured it as standing in the yard on stakes or something. But it works. So we got Santa. It's big like a tin Santa.
It's by our TV stand.
It's cool.
Oops, I accidentally smacked
the like it. He looks like a happy Santa.
He's happy. Yeah. I wiped him down because he was very dusty.
Good looking Santa. Today. All right. And then what do we got over here?
Over here we have this these little snowmans.
It's like a snowman couple. Does it do a song? Okay, you get the point.
Yeah.
And then behind that...
I'll stop it.
Why is he hiding behind that? Why is he hiding back there? We need to find a better space. Oh, this is awful. Make it stop.
I don't know. It's stopping.
I have to set down my bevy.
Okay.
Rescue Frosty.
Frosty also makes us...
You don't hide him back there. He had a better spot over there where he was. Let's find a better spot for him. Okay. Come on. This will be your task on the show. We got to find a new spot for Frosty. Now, Frosty looks way better than these snowmen, and she's got him hiding back there like he's a criminal.
Hey! He's in the bathroom.
All right.
Okay, we're putting him in the playroom.
Here we go.
Okay, he settles.
So now Frosty is back where I saw him earlier today when I took a picture of him on my Instagram, which is next to our sign that says, "Welcome, our Wi-Fi password is blank." Is this erasable? This thing where it says the Wi-Fi password?
Well, it was, but the glass broke on it.
So we can't write the Wi-Fi password on there?
No, but I could put like a sticky note on it.
Anyway.
You could write...
Okay, so...
You could write it in pencil and put a sticky note over when you don't want to show it.
Or like...
And this is a legit Frosty, just to describe him. If anyone's seen the cartoon Frosty the Snowman, this is the exact same look. It's the Frosty from the cartoon Frosty the Snowman. He's got the same hat and everything. So it's a really good looking Frosty. Okay, we got stockings. She didn't talk about this. She's a bad guest host. Okay. So we got stockings up for the pet so far. So cool.
Okay, so we have our cat's stocking.
The dog's one is on the top.
Can I say the names?
Yeah, they're just the pet's names.
Mabel. Is
they don't have social security numbers.
Mabel. And we have Gemma. Gemma and Mabel are the cats, and they got twin stockings. Mabel's like a calico kind of cat, and then Gemma's a ragdoll cat. She's super fluffy. And then Athena is our Great Pyrenees dog.
Okay, and
And she's got the stocking.
All right. Back to the living room. That was multitasking right there. Okay, down here we got a present with the Santa head on it.
Santa picture from last
year. And like,
year.
Is this like a candy dish type thing? Is that what it's supposed to be? The Santa
picture. We got Hershey Kisses in it.
We do?
No, I think that was when we first got it. Okay. So.
Can we put Hershey Kisses in it?
Okay, so my tour guide ran off again, so I'm going to start with
I'm
that.
I'm back. Okay. There's nothing back there, except for my fairy garden.
Okay, so.
Up here we have.
This is Santa. This needs to be cleaned off. Okay, this is Santa on a... the stage with the piano, right? Okay, I'm sorry, you describe it.
Never mind. He's like in a room planning the trip for Christmas. He has the boys and girls on the naughty list.
I got a Santa sleigh.
So it's a fake Santa
sleigh. Basket for
it's
stuff.
It's like a red basket.
Probably came with candy in it also, I'm sure, when we first got it, right?
No gold sleigh part. And then we have a little teddy bear for our elf Twinkles that comes out.
I think they actually came from like Bath and Body Works.
With it probably had lotion.
We also have a little teddy bear for our elf Twinkles that comes.
Okay, here's an angel bell.
Glass. Be careful with it.
Let's see how it bounces.
Whoa!
Okay, we got a wood sign that says Noel with a snowman face and a
snowflake. It's a kind of bouncy on a spring.
Very
and then,
good looking Target decoration.
At the end of the L, it has a
This is obvious Target. Am I right? Is it Target?
It's not Target.
I don't remember.
I'm voting Target.
We have his. It's yours, right? Your little town thing.
I can't tell, but it could definitely be from a Target.
Okay, is this yours?
What'd you say?
I said put it up.
Oh, excuse you. Okay, this is very awesome.
This is yours.
It's like a building in a, like a,
It's like...
So I've always admired these, like, how do you describe these things?
It's like a building, but it's made out of, like, clay, sort of.
Yeah, so a lot of times you'll see those big, like, Christmas town display sets. Sometimes they have trains around them. So that's what this building is.
The light, and it has a, sign.
So it looks like a really typical, like, small town building.
Has
two stories.
Has a doorway that's Christmas decorated.
Yeah.
And some snow on the roof.
So it's part of, like, a set. So I got this as a gift last year, and it's part of a set. It's named after a Food Network star. I'm supposed to say the name, so we'll just say it's an amateur Food Network star who has a cooking show on Saturday mornings on the Food Network.
Oh, and there did you go. See the Christmas sound?
And it's a cool little, hold up.
Sorry.
And it's a cool little building. I hope to get more to build a nice little Christmas town. So yeah, pretty dope. And then this is
a little furry, glittery white owl.
Very snow
very
owl.
Very fuzzy.
Yeah.
Like a snowy owl. Very fuzzy. And then back behind us.
Okay, so this is one that makes more annoying sounds.
Yeah, we got this one at a white elephant party.
Okay, say that again.
We got this at a white elephant party.
For those who have not been to a white elephant party, it's very tricky because, I've only been to a few, but this is how it goes if I remember. You can go, you bring a gift. Some people will bring legit okay gifts. Some people bring gag gifts. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
So you really want to get a good, come away with a decent gift. Could have came away with a lot worse than this for sure. I've seen some pretty crappy gifts at a white elephant party. Exactly. You could have came with a, yes. Okay. So we'll get back to it. So what does it do? Are you going to make it do its thing?
So
it's like five buildings, right?
It's like the Mickey Mouse characters.
What?
Disney characters.
Yeah. It's got Mickey.
Mouse characters. Pluto.
Okay.
Who's
Donald and Minnie?
Who's this? Yeah. Who's that?
That's Goofy.
Yeah,
Pluto.
It's got Goofy, Minnie's.
Goofy, Minnie.
Holding up the lantern.
Who's this?
Daisy, and then some big dog guy.
Oh, so
and
no
then,
Donald.
What?
That's
oh no,
Donald's
in the big shop.
In one of the like doors.
Donald's in the
turn
big shop.
So there's five characters.
Okay. I'll turn it on.
You can turn it on and then do this
one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then Pluto's there, too. And they have our little wreaths, and they're like houses with snow.
And so then it does a really cheesy Disney song from the...
And then we also put...
olden days.
So that it doesn't fall off the window part, we put garland.
Oh yeah, that's made to look like Christmas
pine.
Tree branches. Yeah, pine.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, so yeah.
You get the point.
Where did my beverage go?
Over there.
You set it on the cubes.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about this a little more.
Did you get that?
Oh yeah, and then this. Describe your thing going on here.
So I put like, tinsel?
Yeah.
So it's like blue tinsel, blue sparkly tinsel. And then I made it into kind of an M shape hanging on the wall. And then I put a wreath above it. And it's like, the wreath is like snowing huckleberries and leaves and stuff.
Are you making something in there?
Okay. It's really pretty.
We need to use the air fryer. It's really pretty.
Yes.
Okay. And there was two things going on there, but it is a cool looking little thing she did. She kind of invented the aesthetic herself. So we're wreathed out.
Aesthetic?
Where's this wreath from?
I think I got it on Buy Nothing.
Buy Nothing. So we got Buy Nothing and Big Lots. Yeah, these are classy. All right, so come over here. You talk about that. You're gonna talk about your favorite Christmas decoration. We're gonna psychoanalyze this.
Okay, so my favorite Christmas decoration is probably.
Oh, come over here and talk. You're just in the background.
It's probably the little fa-la-la area.
Talk to the mic. Okay.
My favorite Christmas decoration probably the little fa-la-la area, where it has like.
Okay, the plant shelf.
Yeah, it's like a little Christmas area.
Okay.
And then my new Christmas decoration favorite will probably be the tree when we put it up. Because there will be awesome ornaments.
So are we going to tell the story about how we got the tree that we have?
Oh, so our tree, we don't get real trees because they have too much, I almost said they have too much hair that they shed. No, they have like their leaves, their pine sheds. I don't know.
That's not what we
Okay, that's not
know.
The
risk. I don't know.
So we went to the Christmas tree farm 2 years ago when there was a shortage of trees. And all the trees that were there were like the kind of trees that Jack climbs up to fight the giant and stuff, basically. Or they were really tiny. So we got the front area of our house is like an open type area. So it's almost as tall as two stories. We got a big tree.
A big
yeah,
tall.
Like I can't overstate how big the tree is that we got.
It's very, very tall, very big.
It was like a 12-foot tree.
Like a 12-foot tall tree, yeah. And so it was a very interesting ride back with this tree on top of the car. When we made it home and tried to make the tree stand up, it like almost took me out. And so then we pretty much decided on fake trees after that. So I mean, that wasn't the only reason, but that was a big deciding thing.
We had to just put the tree in the backyard.
No, we
gave it to someone who was able to use it.
Oh, yeah. I thought we put the tree in the backyard.
Yeah, probably a shopping mall or something. I'm pretty sure those people that came and picked it up were managers at the mall.
They ran them. Stands that pretty much held anything.
Yeah, in Macy's. But no, it was definitely a tree that was meant to be in the wild and not in someone's
someday
house.
Someday I will have my 12-foot tree.
We can afford like a $300 stand and
And,
like a legit that needed a
so
different stand.
We have a pretty tall, like 6 to 7 foot fake tree now.
Yeah.
Or 8.
6 feet. How tall is our fake tree?
It's like 6 and a half, I think.
It does the job. It looks good.
It's very nice.
Yeah, and we hang our decorations on it, and they stay there.
And
then we don't kill any trees.
We put it in a big area so that there's enough room to put the presents underneath it and the tree skirt and everything. Because the tree's usually pretty big, and our tree skirt's big, and the stand is big.
Yep.
So
it works, and I won the battle of the fake tree. Is that fair to say? I won the battle of the fake tree. So, and I'm very happy that we have it.
I also made a big ornament for the tree when we put it up.
I've cut down my fair share of trees in my day. I don't need to cut any more down, especially with those stupid free saws they give you when you go there, if you don't bring your own chainsaw. Not many people can say they've gone Christmas tree farms as many times as I have and used one of the funky free saws.
Is December 1st
as many times as I have.
Is December 1st next Tuesday or Wednesday?
You're going to throw off the timing of when I release this podcast. No, December 1st is not that soon.
It's a week and 2 days.
No, it's more than that.
A couple weeks.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not... Okay, so you've been a great co-host today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's your favorite decoration of all the things.
Yes. I also really like the Mickey Mouse top.
Okay, what do you feel
and
about
the snowman?
What do you about the big flat Santa that Mommy says is her favorite?
Oh, I like that one too.
Okay.
I like them all.
They all are nice. Even the snowman couple with the annoying music. Where'd that one come from? Where'd the snowman couple come from?
I don't know. Mom knows.
What?
The snowman couple.
Where'd it come from?
I think it was also by nothing.
Wow. Dope. Free decorations.
I'm trying to get my tinsel back up, but I can't get it back up.
So anyway, yeah. So that's what we've done. As many people know, there's kind of not much going on in Oregon. So we've been at home hanging out, and we did some decorating, and that's what's going on.
Decorating!
That's about all that's going on, and work.
Decorating! I want to decorate more.
Okay, so we're going to do some more decorating in the future. We're going to decorate the tree. I'm sure that we'll come back on and talk about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are we going to decorate the tree? On December 1st? 2nd? 3rd?
I think before that. So, probably before December, right?
Thanksgiving Day? Yeah.
Maybe. That might be something fun to do on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, since we have to
make Thanksgiving a little less whack than it already is and work for me.
Even though Thanksgiving's Thanksgiving.
The whack is a holiday.
Wait, but can we still have some turkey and pumpkin pie?
We could make it even better and not have turkey. Just have ham.
No!
I know I'm not the only one that thinks... Turkey is overrated, right?
I love turkey.
Can we talk about that? Can we talk about how overrated? Are we getting to that time of year?
Can we talk about how underrated
Thanksgiving turkey is?
Turkey is
overrated.
Turkey?
It's overrated, huh?
No, it's underrated.
Am I
underrated.
Right?
Underrated.
Thanksgiving turkey is overrated?
Underrated.
I don't know.
Underrated.
She doesn't want to say that it is, but she knows
it's
I'm right.
Underrated. Underrated.
It's whack. You know, it's so much better ham. And my wife's sister makes a really good ham deal on Thanksgivings, and I like it.
Well, I make really good turkey. I don't even make the turkey.
Yeah. You want to make it this year? We can make it in the microwave.
Who makes the turkey?
We're going to make it in the microwave this year?
No.
How long do you think we'd have to microwave the turkey to cook it in the microwave?
5,000 years.
Wonder if anyone's ever microwaved the turkey before.
That probably didn't go well. If you've microwaved your turkey, did a fire happen? Because that probably didn't go very well.
Probably would happen because you'd probably destroy your microwave. You'd have to microwave it
your
for like 6 hours.
Explode. The door would fall off.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how bad that would be?
That would probably be the worst thing to try to choke down possible is microwave turkey. Oh. Can you you can't microwave a raw turkey. I don't think it would work.
I mean, you can microwave it for 2 seconds and then put it back in the oven.
You think we could cook it in the air fryer?
Where do people cook turkey in the oven?
That's a traditional way is in an oven, but people also will deep fry it or cook it on a barbecue.
Oh.
You think we can cook it in the air fryer?
Why are these... Oh, they're bubbles.
What did she say?
She's not going to answer me. Someone overdosed on chili flakes. So anyway, I'm just enjoying my eggnog.
Wait.
It's all gone.
We've got a guest to say hi. Gemma
the Kitty. She isn't going to be on my podcast.
Yes, she does. Let her say hi.
No.
Yes.
She can come on my podcast when she learns how to use the proper restroom.
She does.
No, the floor is not the restroom.
She doesn't move on the floor.
Yes, she does.
Well.
Hey, this is not a discussion for my podcast. Get that.
She's a.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure she's pooped in a little bit.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. The cat. Yeah. Everyone needed to hear that. There we go. So, yeah. I'm going to come back and on a future episode, we'll talk about further house decorations. With the lockdown going on and with it being that kind of season, there's not going to be much going on out in the world type stuff.
We're still getting presents.
So I'm going to be talking about a lot going on around my house.
We're still getting presents.
So I hope you're excited for that.
We still get presents.
Stop. Seriously. Sorry. I'm going to have to edit a whole chunk out of my podcast here with that junk. Yeah. Anyway.
He's going to edit it out anyway. Yeah. Being so annoying.
Yeah, seriously. I really do have to cut out like about the 25 minute mark. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go to a little break here. Thank you for being on and talking about the decorations.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to go to a little break. I'll come back and wrap up the episode, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, and we will bring you more household decorating fun in future episodes.
How? Maybe a few weeks?
We'll see.
I don't know.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thanks everyone for listening. My daughter really enjoys being on the show, so I thought, you know, what a better way to talk about our early Christmas decorating than to have her kind of give you the tour, the audio tour, so you can envision what we had going on. So it was a fun episode, and we tried some snacks at the beginning, which was cool. You know, I'm excited to put this episode out for everyone to listen to. But I'm here to wrap it up and kind of give you a preview of what's coming up in the future. And that is, we will talk more about holiday decorating and that kind of stuff when we do more. And also, as many know, and is happening in many areas of the country and world, including Oregon, there is kind of like another COVID freeze going on. So, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday has turned into something where, you know, people's relatives are not going to be coming over. I know at least we're following the guidelines. So it's sad. A lot of family was going to come, including my parents. Not a lot. We were already going to keep it to a minimum. But, you know, anything seems like a lot these days because it's been eons since anyone's had any big gatherings, you know, at least anyone I know. So anyway, to the point, I guess the only upside to not having a lot of guests over, besides, you know, less kitchen cleaning, is I get to try and experiment with how I cook the turkey. So I'm excited about this. For those who don't know about me, turkey's not, is probably like my least favorite meat, like almost that I've had. Like, I would definitely put beef, pork, chicken, most ocean fishes, you know, shrimp, lobster, crab, ham, of course, which is also part of the pig, goat. I mean, you know what I mean? Saying all those kinds of meat that I've eaten, and I'm not probably thinking of everything. Buffalo. I would put all that above turkey. Okay? Like, if I could choose Thanksgiving, I'd pick a roasted duck over turkey. And so usually what I'll do is my sister-in-law makes a really awesome ham. It's got a good touch of sweet in it. And that's what I look forward to most Thanksgivings. I'll just get down on the ham. And like mashed potatoes and deviled eggs and, you know, the plate with all the veggies and fruits and cheese and olives and all that stuff. Pickles, you know. I get down on stuff like that. The rolls, that kind of thing, you know, corn. And the pies, the desserts and kind of things. I'm one of those people that loves both sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie. I know a lot of people seem to be either or, but they both have their qualities. I would probably give the overall edge to sweet potato, but if done right, good pumpkin pie is solid. Like, I think a lot of people who don't like pumpkin pie haven't maybe had a really good pumpkin pie because there's a lot of shit pumpkin pie out there. It's like pizza. Or burgers. There's just so much of it out there, but so much of it is crap. But if you've had a really good pumpkin pie, you know, by someone who knows how to make just all kinds of pie good, pumpkin pie can be almost as good as sweet potato pie for sure. And I would put both them in like the top 10 of pies. But Yeah, but anyway, but the point being, I get to try the turkey however I want. So I'm not a big turkey fan, but when every time I've enjoyed turkey the most, it's been on off of a barbecue or a deep fried. So I have had experience grilling a turkey on a Weber at my parents' house with my brother and my dad a few years back. This was over a long cook. I want to say it took 6 hours or something. It was a pretty good sized turkey or so, you know, with the pan and then coals on the side and stuff like that. So it was sort of an indirect cook. I'm going to take that up a notch. So I'm going to cook it on my smoker, you know, my offset grill. So with the coal wood box on the side. So I'm going to use some normal, just good, like normal coals. I'm not going to use like a mesquite or, I mean, not mesquite, excuse me. I'm not going to use like a hardwood charcoal for this. I love that stuff and I feel like it's the best, but controlling a long cook, especially because I'm already going to add wood to it, is easier with the normal formed charcoals, Kingsford style, but I'm going to get a natural style. I'm going to, you know, load it up with that and then put wood on top, and I'm going to use like a fruit wood or pecan, or pecan. I'm not sure if I'm ever saying that word right. But anyway, those are the woods that I tend to gravitate towards for most kinds of meats. And I really feel like the turkey would do good with some kind of, you know, something to kind of spice up the flavor, you know, just give the flavor some depth, if it can, with the smoke that comes with it. So cherry, or pecan is what I'm leaning to. So I'm excited to tell everyone how it goes. I plan to, you know, get a turkey in the 10 to 15 pound range so that it can probably cook at the low temp. I'm going to go somewhere between 225 and 275. That's just the range I'm going to try to keep it in, because the smoker I have is not like a professional smoker necessarily. It's one that you can get at like a Home Depot, or Lowe's, you know, or something like that. It's decent, but there's much better out there. And so I've made some modifications to it to do a better job at kind of trapping the heat and, you know, drawing the smoke down under the meat before it goes out, because it's not like a professional smoker. But even with, and I have a digital thermometer that I can put right on the grate level, and a thermometer that I can put right in the meat to keep the temps going. And that's good. So I can make sure it stays in the, you know, the chicken, the turkey's done, comes off right when it's ready and it's not overcooked. And I can make sure that the barbecue stays within a certain temp range, but it's a hard to control temp. I know that I can keep it in the range of 225, 275. So that's the goal. I'll have to probably constantly be adding charcoal throughout the cook. So I'm going to get a few bags to make sure I can make it through, but I'm confident in this. I'm going to brine it. You know, I'm going to thaw it the correct way that's recommended with the ice bath and all that. I'm going to brine it, let it sit in the brine for like a day. You know, do, you know, olive oil it, get the right kind of seasoning on there. I'm going to do everything in my power to make this the best turkey that I've had. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to stuff a little bit in the cavity, a little bit of stuff in the cavity, like some fruits and veggies to kind of, you know, add a little flavor to it as well. We did that before with my dad and brother, but we stuffed all kind of crap up in there, sausages and shit. So I don't know if I'm going to go that far, but I'm definitely going to share the pictures. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll do some video pics of the whole process if I end up going through with it. I'm planning on getting the turkey this weekend so I can start the thawing process in a cooler, you know, that kind of thing. And then get it ready for the brine. So yeah, excited to get that done. I'm excited to undertake this and get to try to attempt to do the turkey myself. You know what I mean? It'll take some stress off my wife. And turkey, just, if you're like me and then you feel the way you do about turkey, where secretly it's not your favorite thing to look forward to. But you know, it's just kind of like this tradition. But let's be honest, I've never been a fan of like a lot of the foods that are traditions at Thanksgiving. A lot of that stuff is just not my thing. Stuffing, turkey. I do like mashed potatoes. If you have the dinner somewhere where it's done right, and that's a lot of times not the case. I don't like a lot of skin in my mashed potatoes. So if someone takes the time to really do them good and do it with some good like sausage gravy, that kind of thing, then I'm down with the mashed potatoes. Corn. Deviled eggs are probably my favorite thing from Thanksgiving. Deviled eggs, if they're done right, I like them real tangy. And if I do it myself, truthfully, I use Miracle Whip. And I don't care what you think of that, because I like the tang. And too much mayonnaise is disgusting. Like everything, Miracle Whip is better to me than anything that mayonnaise would be in. Potato salad, BLTs, all that. You can't tell me otherwise. Side note, if you want to make a dope BLT, I use a mixture of honey mustard and Miracle Whip on each slice of bread, real thin layer. That's what's up. Get a nice tangy BLT. You throw in some fresh sliced tomato, and lettuce is really important. Get that like just came to the store today lettuce and make that sandwich that day, because if you got to have lettuce on it, nothing tops it when it's like fresh and just crispy green and just still got that life to it. And then you get some good thick bacon, and that'll be the best BLT you've ever had. You know, the bread choice, I don't want to like lecture people on what kind of bread to use, because done right, it's going to work with most breads. I prefer like sourdough bread, you know what I mean? Like a good, just not the real like wide sourdough, but a good sandwich shaped sourdough bread. Potato bread works too. Anything, but those are what I prefer. But sourdough number one, man, that'll be the best BLT you've ever had. So yeah, I went really off into a tangent about BLTs, but yeah. But anyway, back to it. Thanksgiving food's never really been, you know, my favoriteest food. So I'm going to kick it up. I'm excited to do the turkey myself and try to make it something I would want to eat on a not traditional turkey eating holiday. You know what I'm saying? Got to, because we're not going to get that ham from my sister-in-law and all that. So yeah. So I'm excited about that. I'll give you guys the results. I'll talk about it on one of the upcoming next few episodes if I end up going through with it, because Thanksgiving is coming up. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening again. You can catch Danny Ocean's Random Podcast most anywhere podcasts are. Look us up on Instagram. It's the handle's at Danny's Random Podcast, or if you just search Danny Ocean's Random Podcast and search it on the internet, you'll find anyone who listens to podcasts, you're going to almost find me on your platform. And if not, I'm on several free platforms you can find me on. You can venture off your normal platform and find this podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next time, this has been Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.